When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I feel like an actor on Broadway with the sun coming right in my face. I can't see anybody. So today's homily is going to be really interesting. And the word interesting is positive, right? Someone says, "You know what? I have a really interesting stock to tell you about." You're like, "Oh, what's that?" Or, "We watched this really interesting documentary." And you're like, "Oh, what was that?" Or, "I went on this date with this guy, and he was so uninteresting." Or Dos Equis, right, sells their beer with "the most interesting man in the world." He's the antithesis, right, of the boring, domesticated, beer-drinking couch potato, right? So let's talk about what it means to be truly interesting and what makes it so. Because I believe today's readings really help us see as Christians what really makes us interesting. Today's readings teach us that those who appear to be people who are not very interesting in the eyes of the world are always of interest to God, and often they are the truly wise, strong, and powerful. And I would argue, end up being and becoming the most interesting. In today's first reading, the Lord tells Israel that the uninteresting remnant will become the seed of a renaissance of the people because they remained interested in God, in justice, in humility, and obedience to the law, right? And sometimes doing the right thing seems to put us in the minority, as it did for the remnant of Israel, that people that were arrested and carted off into captivity, and they remained faithful. The Lord says today that that uninteresting minority, they are the ones the Lord himself protects and whose true value is revealed over time, right? They would become the founding mothers and fathers of a new people of God, from which God would raise up the people from which the Messiah would come. And then in today's second reading, Paul reminds us that the Christians, in their humble beginnings, they were persons not very interesting. The Lord came and made them strong and wise in him. He reminds the Corinthians today that this lofty calling shouldn't go to their heads. He's like, "Don't forget where you came from. That when God called you, you were just like the 12 apostles, right?" Christians are often seen by the world as foolish or weak or uninteresting. Yet these persons of no interest show the power of God through living a holy, simple life that often leaves the worldly envious and questioning their own happiness and choices in life. In the eyes of the world, these lowly, uninteresting people appear to be receiving nothing in return at times. But in today's gospel, we see that true blessedness, true happiness, is judged from a whole new set of criteria. Indeed, as Christians, all our legitimate and noble aspirations to be happy, blessed, fulfilled, will become fulfilled in Christ, and we become the most interesting people around. Each description of Jesus here in the Beatitudes of someone blessed in our Lord's estimation is not a description of striving to be interesting or blessed. They're not seeking that, but they're striving to be something else, something more noble. And even when faced by trials or difficulties, or as the scripture says, persecution, they remain faithful, like that remnant. And I think here's a great lesson. Blessedness and happiness is not something we chase directly. Happiness is not something we pursue, but something that ensues from pursuing goodness, justice, meekness, humility, being peacemakers. We seek those things, and as a result, we're happy and we're blessed. Living the blessed life brings benefits that cannot be attained any other way. How many times I've heard people say, I'm just not happy. Or sometimes you tell your children, I'm just not happy. They'll say, go do something for someone else. Just don't think about yourself and your happiness. Start serving, and then you get the fruit of happiness. Person of Interest was a TV show that ran for 5 seasons on CBS, if you'll remember that. Right? I became interested because the actor who played Jesus in The Passion, that was his ticket to continue his career in Hollywood. I happened to be lucky enough to be living in Rome when they were filming The Passion and helped out a little bit on the set, got to know him. And one of the concerns was, once you play Jesus, it's the end of your career. And it had been for a few others before him. But luckily, Person of Interest gave him an out. But anyhow, this TV show uses the term Person of Interest for someone flagged as a possible threat before they commit a crime, right? In it, you may recall, a programmer builds an AI that scans all the digital surveillance to predict terrorists, criminals, and victims. He discovers the system ignores certain irrelevant, everyday threats. And so he secretly helps those discarded cases while the government handles only the big ones, the relevant ones. The program was only interested in big threats, paid no attention to the little, irrelevant, and uninteresting ones. Applying this to the world of Christ and St. Paul, it was seemingly uninteresting to be a Christian. And the apostles like St. Paul, who transformed civilizations, weren't paid attention to until they were. And they eventually became the most interesting. There's a letter in the first century. I won't read it to you, but for those who want a graduate level formation and growth in their faith, look up the letter to Dionysius. It was a letter written first century about the Christians by someone who wasn't Christian. It's a description. It's only one page. It talks about how the Christians go on unnoticed, but actually are the ones that transform the world. Consider this. Herod was interested in what St. John the Baptist had to say. Herodias was so interested that Herod was interested in John that she had him killed. Pontius Pilate and the Jewish authorities were so interested in Jesus for the interest he was creating that he was arrested, tried, and killed. St. Paul, St. Peter were so interesting to the first century Jewish and Roman authorities that they arrested them and sent them all the way to Rome and eventually killed them both. Peter in the center of the Roman circus. How did they become so interesting to the world? They allow Jesus Christ to transform their thinking and behaving. There is nothing so boring as evil. Nothing so unoriginal as sin. In fact, those of us who hear confessions, it's not that exciting. You're just not that creative. There's only 10 commandments, you know, and after that, maybe some variations off them. But it's not that interesting. What's interesting is goodness. There's millions of ways people can be good and holy and beautiful. That's what's interesting. St. Paul allowed himself to be transformed to become, perhaps he could have been in that commercial, the most interesting man in the world. He used to value the life that many Jewish people value, a religious court, respect, ranking, hierarchy, people listening to his opinions on the Torah. He found that interesting until he encountered Christ. And he learned to see all of that much differently. He even said, I came to count all of that as trash, as rubbish, as useless, as uninteresting. Brothers and sisters, no matter whether you're considered powerful or weak, interesting or blah, just don't worry about it. Don't let the world define what's interesting. Allow your mind to be transformed by Christ. Live the Beatitudes. Put your interest where Christ says, this is interesting. And you'll know about, no doubt, with his grace, become the most interesting men and women in the world. And now that's interesting.